There are lots of good programs on the Tuesday night schedule from not so long ago. Big Town was one of the regular Tuesday features. Did you know that the original Steve Wilson on Big Town was actor Edward G. Robinson? Remember the name of Steve Wilson's Girl Friday? Or should we say Girl Tuesday? It was Lorelei Kilbourne, and they worked for what newspaper? Right, the Illustrated Press. Some good adventure on Tuesday from Big Town. Rudy Valley was singing My Time Is Your Time on Tuesday nights from not so long ago. And often we'd tune in on Tuesday for a date with Judy. But fun was the key to a great evening's entertainment every Tuesday night. There were four great comedy shows on radio, and they came on one right after another. The first of this quartet of great comedy performances sounded a little bit like this.
The subject of romance came up twice at the home of George Kingfish Stevens and his wife, Sapphire. The first time was after supper last Wednesday night. George and Sapphire hadn't been out of the house in over a month. And when Sapphire came into the living room and found the Kingfish with his nose in the paper, she decided to do a little hinting.
When we are dancing in your dreams, in the middle of me, I get my dreams.
Holy mackerel, what in the world was that?
George, I was singing.
Singing? I ain't heard screeching like that since I was over at the zoo and the moose sat down on the porcupine.
George, I was only hinting.
Yeah, well, the next time you hint, hint on key. Get back in the newspaper. Let me
know. I'll raise the paper. George, have you ever watched the young Wilsons that lives across the hall?
Yeah, I noticed them.
Well, every night, Mr. Wilson takes Ms. Wilson out dancing. Or he takes Ms. Wilson to the movies. Or he takes Ms. Wilson out to dinner. Why don't you do something like that?
Well, I would, honey, but Mr. Wilson might punch me in the nose.
Amos and Andy, Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell. Let's see, we have another Tuesday night sound coming up. Where do I have that? Let's see, where did I put that memory? Oh, I know, it's right here in a hall closet. I'll walk over and open the door. Just walk right in here.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. What is so rare as a day in spring in Wistful Vista, with Mrs. McGee sitting reading on the porch, her husband picking weeds out of the lawn, and his on-and-off pal Gildersleeve fixing window screens next door? We can't think of anything. But that's how it is today with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Hey, Molly, I got an ocean to go fishing. I just found a worm.
Well, keep scratching around, dear. Maybe you'll find a horseshoe and we can go horseback riding.
Fibber McGee and Molly entertaining us for a long time on Tuesday nights. Other programs that you might remember from Tuesday night include Vox Pop. Remember the voice of the people? The Boston Symphony was being broadcast on Tuesday nights, as was the American Forum of the Air. And Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts was a Tuesday night regular, kind of at the later part of the 1940s. Another real big entertainer on Tuesday nights was Bob Hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob 4 every 7 Hope, telling all you people from Maine to Duluth, be sure to put Pepsodent on every tooth, and whether you're as old as Crosby or only a youth, your mouth will never be as empty as a telephone booth.
Bob Hope, one of the great regulars on Tuesday night from not so long ago. What a lineup on Tuesdays. Great comedy talent. Amos and Andy, Fibber McGee and Molly, Bob Hope, and...
That Miss Bussy next door.
Hi, Miss Bussy. This is a pleasure.
Don't you dare smile at me, you flirt.
But Mrs.
trying to be a good neighbor.
Good neighbor? Bah! You wouldn't even let me borrow your earwig.
Well, you didn't ask for it.
Don't raise your voice to me.
I didn't raise my voice. I can't help it if my tonsils are riding piggyback.
Oh, I'm so mad. Just wait until my husband gets home.
Look, Mrs. Fussy, did you know that you have a slight impediment in your speech?
I have?
Yes, I notice every once in a while you stop and breathe.